so I can't really
find a quiet spot. The press box is really restricted. And so, I hope you can hear me. Might be echoing. I found like a window
in the work area.
And all the photographers around me are going to be like, what's that dude doing? Why is he talking in this worker? But it's the best I can do. Because I can't go anywhere else. Can't even leave the press box. And I have to keep my mask on, so I hope you can hear me. But funny thing happened when we went on the road. I mean, you know, walking out of Minnesota, I would have never seen this. You know, two road games, like we always lived on the road. Lack of fans helps and everything else. And, you know, I felt like we'd cover. I didn't feel like this would happen. And I think the best thing, I just glanced at the stats before heading out to my little window frame here. But I think the best thing was, like, outgaining him by 100 yards. Like, this was a turnover game. I mean, was it four picks? And a fumble? I didn't even look. I think it was plus five turnovers. We're going to lead the country. We were already ninth going into this game in turnover margin. But, you know, yes, turnover game, yes. But outgained him by 100 yards. That's the difference. Like, we talked coming into this season that this needed to be, okay, yes, turnovers last year, turnovers dry up. And when the turnovers dry up, you're going to have to win with yards. Like, you're going to have to outgain your opponents. You cannot count on being outgained by Michigan State and yet pulling it out because of the turnovers. So that's what this game was. It was, you went out and got the turnovers, but that's not why you won. You won because you had 500 yards to their 400 yards, basically. I think it was like 492 to 392, something like that. You won because you had two tailbacks over 100 yards. You won because you established the ground game, you ground up clock. You got the turnovers, which your defense has to do. That's how we stop drives. We don't force many punts. You know, the whole way this defense is supposed to work is keep the ball in front of you, rip it out, and get the pick when the ball sails. And it's what we saw. You have a young quarterback, and they forced him into all the mistakes. So, yeah, so you got that part of it, but you also got the yards. And that's the thing that has my brain, like, trying to catch up right now. Like, you know, they beat Penn State last week. They're not awful. They have way more talent. They have like 24 stars. You know, like this isn't a horrific team. It might be poorly coached and everything else, but this was going up against a more talented opponent at their place and outgaining them, putting together a game plan that worked, putting together everything you need to do to make a game meaningless. Like, I just tweeted a little bit ago that, like, you know, you're not going to find a more one sport centric city than where I'm at right now. Like, the everything in the city is centered around the stadium. I don't know if you've ever been here. I was just talking to Tyler about it before the game. Like, I had no idea. It's basically the stadium downtown Lincoln. And then they built the entertainment district around it. And, like, everything centers around. I did a pregame radio show. And, like, one of the ads on the radio show while I was on hold said something like, Husker football 6A to 6P. Like, they do 12 hours of Nebraska football coverage every day. That's like, wow. I mean, like, this is everything centers around this. And so when you have an entire city centered around this stadium, and they can't be here, but they're all watching, and when they hear the fireworks go off for a Nebraska touchdown with 2 minutes left to cut the Illinois lead to, what, 20? It's just, there's got to be no more depressing a sound in this city. Like, I would cringe so hard if I heard those fireworks go off. Okay, I gotta walk around. There's people like setting up around me. So I'm gonna be the guy. I should just act like I'm on the phone. That's what I'll do. So yeah, that's wildly unexpected. Like I don't really know what to do with it right now. I guess I got time to think about it before I write about it, but like, what do you really do with a total domination? You know, my brain starts to leak back towards, okay, well, we didn't have Peters until this game. Was that the difference? Did we beat Purdue with Peters? I mean, I know we don't beat Minnesota, but we were at the 15 trying to tie Purdue with 2 minutes left. We probably do win that game. And then we'd be 3-2 right now. But we are 2-3. Yeah, I don't think I can process all that stuff yet. I don't think it changes much in my mind. But, like, I don't know. Like, look, here's, I know how I'll put it. If we had won this game 41-23. If we had won this game 41-23, and we had done it through the 5 turnovers, I don't think my brain would change at all. Like, I don't think I would be sitting here and like, look, it's great and all. I love that we forced turnovers. I love that we're best in the country. But we've got to dominate somebody at some point. Because we dominated somebody and like legitimately dominated. Blake Hayes punted what, 3 times? What were we on third? We would convert like 9 third downs? Like what, who is this team? You know, because of all that, I feel like I need to reevaluate some things. I've got to figure out how to approach this season and this team and this little rebirth with everybody back. Because that was a dominating performance. That's what we wanted 2020 to look like. It's what Lovey was preaching that it would look like. So, you know, that's I got some adjusting to do. I just have to figure out what I just saw because, you know, I wrote last night. I could see the run thing coming. I could see, you know, Nebraska's not very good. And we've been sneaky good at establishing the run. And, you know, like, Furtis Brown's coming into his own. Julian Pearl looked really good in the run game. Like, you know, this is like some, hey, hold on a second here, stuff going on. And Kendrick Green's a monster. And so I could see that part of it. I just couldn't see. Just couldn't see domination coming. I don't think anybody saw that. So, you know, am I undefeated against the spread this year? I think I am. I figured we'd cover. But I didn't figure we'd dominate like this. So I've got to reevaluate it. I got to think about what this means because, you know, it's probably the best football performance in quite some time. Exerting your will on an opponent, and now Ohio State. Let's maybe have some fun. So I wish I could be a little giddy outside right now, and I wish I wasn't standing in a room with a bunch of people looking at me like, "Why are you talking in the library?" But I don't sound it. The fan side of me is very pleased. This drive home tomorrow will be quite fun. Go Illini.